diphtheria?
Yeah, I've heard of diphtheria, but I don't know.
And what about, have you ever heard of the disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
And when your appendix is sore, you say you have?
Appendicitis.
And if you can't keep food down, you have to
vomit.
And if you were just kidding around about it, you might say, if you, you know,
threw up?
Yeah. And if a person vomited, you'd say that they were sick.
Sick to the stomach.
And if a couple were going out a lot together and people thought that they had serious intentions, they'd say that they were, would that ever, people, if they
courting or in love,
yeah,
or
mm-hmm, something like that. And then they would call him her.
Bow.
Mm-hmm. And she'd be his
sweetheart or girlfriend or.
And if they had been going out together like this, and she, that if he asked her to marry him, and instead she ran off and married somebody else, you'd say that she
jilted him.
And if this didn't happen and she accepted, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
And at a wedding, the person,
or got engaged.
Yeah, or what? Yeah, the person that stands up with the groom is called the
best man.
And the person stands up with the bride.
The bridesmaid.
And you ever do you ever remember hearing about like after a wedding, people in the neighborhood getting around a couple's home and making a
chivalry?
Yeah. You remember that? I mean, you've heard of that?
Sure.
Yeah. Have you ever witnessed it?
I've been in a chivalry.
You have. You're kidding. Really?
Not like the old
but
kind of chivalry.
Oh,
yeah.
What did they do?
Still call it chivalry.
What did they do?
In the one I went to?
Yeah, the one you went to. Yeah.
Honk their horns and
beat on the doors.
Holler and, you know, noisemakers and stuff like
that. If you were talking about somebody who lived like, who lived in Van Buren, someone who just moved to Van Buren, and I'd say, well, where do they live? And you'd say, oh, you live. If someone, I didn't know it, and you knew that they'd moved to Van Buren, and I'd say, where do they live? And you'd say, oh, they live.
Out of town?
In telling me that it was Van Buren, you'd say, oh, they live.
In another town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. What about, young people like to do when they get out on the floor and move around together?
Dance.
If you're talking about, you say school gets out at 4 o'clock, you'd say that you call that time of day
afternoon.
And go back in there.
No, if I go in there, it's worse.
If a kid left home in the morning to go to school and he didn't really go to school.
Like cookie.
And you go to school in order to get an
education.
And after high school, you go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
And of course, years ago, children used to sit on benches at school. Now they sit at
desks.
And each child has his own individual
desk.
And a building that's built especially for the purpose of checking out books is called a
library.
And you mail a package at the
post office.
And you stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel.
And you see a movie at a
theater.
And you have an operation in a
hospital.
And Sharon's occupation is
a nurse.
And of course, you don't do this anymore, but in the old days when people used to catch trains, they'd go down to the
depot.
And if they were, or another name for depot would be the
train station or the.
Okay. And if you were